On the phone with us right now is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. A new project that you hinted last week when you stopped in Stevens Point. This must be it, a new website. Tell us about that.
Well, it got finished sooner than we ever thought it might, and so I'm thrilled to be able to invite folks to join us at www.taxreform.wi.gov. Taxreform.wi.gov. That is where we want you to give us your thoughts and your opinions on tax reform in Wisconsin. You know that we've been having these tax reform roundtables across the state. Those are data gathering missions. We want to hear from the people of Wisconsin about their 2 cents worth of ideas on tax reform. The governor has already committed to lowering the overall tax burden in Wisconsin. What we don't know is what that looks like to Wisconsinites. What tax drives you the most crazy? What tax would you like to see changed? Are there cases where you have some clever ideas that perhaps you've seen other states do, or maybe your county, your municipality does something special? Maybe even you have an idea that's never been tried before. But regardless of what it is, we want to hear about it at taxreform.wi.gov.
Now, it sounds like the website is not just a place to go look up information. Sounds like it's looking for input from the users then.
Exactly, Larry. This is something that we have been trying to do for a couple of months now. Tour the state and get your ideas. You know, there are 2 ways to communicate, I guess, in government. You can communicate out, or you can ask others to communicate in their thoughts and ideas. And you can seriously listen. That's what this tool is about, seriously listening to the ideas of Wisconsinites on tax reform. There is going to be some information on site, information like what Secretary of Revenue Rick Chandler presented at the Stevens Point Tax Reform Roundtable that you were at the other day. So there will be our great PowerPoint presentation to help people understand the context in which we're asking for their tax reform ideas. There will also be a number of news stories that follow the coverage. There is, for example, a video of one of our tax reform roundtables, just so you can get some idea of where others have taken these ideas. But what we want from you is your new thoughts and your ideas contributed to what we think is going to be a really robust conversation about lowering the tax burden in the state.
Now, as you referred to the tax reform tour, you went to, I believe it was 7 cities. What types of things did you hear at all the sites, not just the one I saw in Stevens Point?
There have been 2 main themes that have emerged, and these aren't going to shock you, and so we probably expected these. One, taxes are too high. We knew that just by looking at facts. We know that overall, in the United States of America, Wisconsin stands at number 10 for overall tax burden. We're number 10 also for property tax burden. We're number 12 for income tax burden. We're number 35 for sales tax. And we're also slightly better than top 10 when it comes to fees. However, we are so far above average in both property and income tax that shoots us all the way up to number 10 for the whole shebang. That's not where we want to be. We don't want to be on the top 10 of a bad list. So how do we get off of it? Well, we're looking to you for those suggestions. So number one is taxes are just too high. The second thing that we hear consistently is taxes are too complicated here, and it creates an extra burden on families and small businesses who have to take time away from their families and their small businesses in order to complete complicated tax forms. We don't want people to have to bother or spend extra money when it comes to taxes. We want it to be as, well, we want it to be not as taxing, I guess. And forgive the pun, but that's very real. We want to make taxpaying less taxing in Wisconsin, not only when it comes to the monetary commitment, but also the time commitment. But we need your ideas on how to reduce those, because obviously government needs tax money in order to run. There are revenue commitments that we need to make. There are core government functions. We need to make sure that our roads are paved and are safe. We need to make sure that our kids have classrooms and really great schools to go to and teachers who want to raise up the next globally competitive workforce. And so we know that there are commitments that government is going to have to make. We can't simply make up a huge tax cut in the form of government cuts. We can't shut down government. So we've got to find a happy medium where the majority of Wisconsinites say, okay, I feel like I'm getting a good value for my tax dollar.
The meeting the other day, you heard the usual on lower the property tax, lower the income tax. There was also a unique idea about not taxing retirement benefits. Have the people brought similar, unusual new concepts at the other meetings?
You know, there have been a couple of things that are, you know, outside of what we hear traditionally, the taxes are too high, or can you please cut one of these taxes, either property or income, and dial up the sales tax. We're hearing that with fair consistency. But there are occasional ideas that I think are unique and will emerge as real possibilities here. But we're still looking for those consistent themes, those threads that tie not only geography but also demographics across the state, and also the big idea, the new idea, something that we haven't heard before. Because you're right, taxing retirement income is really tough for our seniors. You heard that firsthand when we went to Stevens Point and heard from folks at the Senior Center. But that's not the only time we hear it. We know that we have snowbirds in Wisconsin. There's nothing we can do about our climate. We're going to get snow. But we'd like those birds to stick around. And so we think that some smart reform when it comes to taxes may well help us accomplish our purpose.
Now, with this new website, this will give you a tool to collect some more unique ideas.
You got it. So I hope that your listeners will join us at taxreform.wi.gov, because we take you from the actual tax reform roundtables to the headlines and stories, even some editorials about the tax reform roundtables and the idea of lowering the overall tax burden, to the PowerPoint presentation that Secretary Chandler gives and some other data that went into that to help you kind of get some context for where we are currently and where we have come from, even where we're going to go in the future with a blueprint for prosperity that the governor just rolled out in his state address. And then finally, you scroll at the bottom, and after you've taken all that in, we want to know what you're thinking. And so please submit your ideas today at taxreform.wi.gov.
Is there a timeline that you would like to see people contribute their thoughts and concepts to the new website?
Well, you know, the fire has been lit now, and we started in December. We would like to get some interest and some ideas generated for this in the next couple of months, because we would like to put together the assemblage of these thoughts and ideas and present it to the governor, because he wants to know what people are thinking. We not only have, you know, this current surplus, the $912 million, to think about and how it's going to be returned to the taxpayers in the form of tax relief, but we also are thinking ahead to the 15-17 budget. And so that's why we're asking for people's input well ahead of time, so that we know what's on people's minds when we go into those budget meetings and begin crafting the policy that is going to drive down the tax burden.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish joining us today.